There are bricks in the ground. We are in a small street called the Große Hamburger Straße. This was formerly a very big street leading from Berlin to Hamburg. At the time, the street was outside the city limits. Rosenstraße was the border of the old Berlin. What is the first thing that the Jewish community needed when they were arriving somewhere? You might think they needed a synagogue, but they can pray wherever they want. They needed a cemetery. In the Jewish tradition, the dead must be buried within 24 hours. The cemetery must be outside of city limits because corpses could carry diseases. Therefore, Jews always build their cemeteries outside of the city limits. In 1671, the first Jews from Vienna moved to Berlin and built a cemetery a year after their arrival. This cemetery is right where you are standing. If you are here on a Saturday, the gate will be probably closed. In 1827, the Jewish community closed the cemetery because it was full. We are standing in front of a building that was the first retirement home for the Jewish community in Berlin. Retired people were living here right next to the cemetery. Unfortunately, the Nazis started to send the Jews to the ghettos from 1941. The first half of 1941, they sent old Jewish men, veterans of the First World War, to these ghettos. The German army criticized the Nazis and told them, "You can't send these people who were fighting for us, who were war heroes, to such ghettos." The Nazis apologized and said they will send them to a better place called Theresienstadt, which of course was not much nicer. Old men were dying from hunger and disease in Theresienstadt, and the ones who survived were later sent to death camps. But the German population was often not aware of this happening and believed these old people were living in retirement homes. This building was where Jews were sent before they boarded the trains headed for the camps. The place was run by the Gestapo. In 1943, bombs were falling on Berlin and on the cemetery. This was also a terrible event for the Jewish community. Jews are not allowed to clear away a graveyard. Destroying a Jewish grave is a catastrophe. You must not burn dead bodies. Right now, in Israel, there is a big problem finding enough space to bury people. Soon, there will be more graves than homes. The cemetery was destroyed at the end of the war during the final battle in Berlin, where many citizens and soldiers were killed and left in the streets. A collective graveyard was created, which held more than 2,500 German soldiers and citizens, and one head of the Gestapo, all buried together. In the eastern part of Berlin, the German Democratic Republic, that governed the eastern part of Germany, created a public garden on top of the cemetery. People were having barbecues, playing soccer, walking their dogs, because nobody knew the history of this garden. They didn't know 2,500 bodies were lying under their feet. After 6 or 7 years, the city replaced the grass with ivy to prevent people from walking on it. There is a copy of the gravestone of Moses Mendelssohn on one of the corners. Moses Mendelssohn was a young Jewish boy who arrived in Berlin at the age of 14. He was a genius, a philosopher who brought the Enlightenment movement to the Jews in Germany. Thanks to him, the Jewish community in Germany became very well educated. Due to this education, they were eventually granted civil rights. But soon, they became too educated for the Nazis. You can touch the fence of the cemetery. It is quite a small cemetery because the Jewish community was small.